Kanye West, is he actually right about some of the things that he's saying once we move past all of the hurt and historic anger that pulls up memories of the Holocaust? We want to take a look at the things he's actually saying, and does he even have a point here moving past the emotional anger? And I think this is something that Kanye West actually suggested we do as well. We kind of forget about history and take a look just at the engineering, the logical, rational side of all of this. Because for all of the emotional outrage that he causes when he says the words like the Jewish media, I mean, the media is kind of controlled by a lot of Jewish people out here. We can actually see here who controls your mind. This was a chart back in 2013. All of these red is Jewish people, right? So they own like Universal Studios, ABC News, CBS, CNN, Columbia Pictures, DreamWorks, Facebook, Google, also run by Jewish people, Yahoo, Marvel, Pixar, The New York Post, LucasArts, MSNBC, DreamWorks, Comcast, The New York Times, Comedy Central, Wall Street Journal. I mean, admittedly, a lot of these large media organizations and tech companies that are able to shape global narratives are run by Jewish people. So does Kanye West have a point here? And to me, it's kind of like saying there's a lot of white male power in executive management positions in corporate companies, and nobody gets mad about that. But when Kanye West says there's a lot of people of Jewish religion in these media companies and tech companies, then everybody gets upset all of a sudden. And I think you have to remember that someone like Kanye West, who got to the level of success that he's at on the global scale, does not live in the same kind of politically correct, naive, bubble-wrapped world that we live in, but he's in this cold, hard, realist world, and he must see things and call things out for as they are. And so it's not entirely surprising to me that someone of his street smarts and instincts has also noticed that a large number of these media and tech organizations do seem to be run by people of the same religious faith. And what does that really mean? Maybe he's just kind of calling that out and saying, what is this? Is there potentially chance for, say, collusion in this space? So I wanted to give you my perspective on this as just a normal, uneducated tech bro on this, with a passing interest in Jewish religion. And it is typically that I feel I can't trust any religious person, basically, because they have an ulterior motive. So people will act in totally bizarre, unpredictable ways to me because they have some random doctrine that they've been brainwashed into thinking, right? Like some people are going to just randomly go sacrifice themselves for some cause. And that's totally bizarre to me because it's not a logical thing, but they're acting for their faith or religion. And so funny enough, if it were up to me, I would actually say that no person in a position of power should be religious. They should renounce their faith because now they are beholden to their people, and they should be acting in a rational way, not with some ulterior backhand motive, which is to please their God. And, you know, there could be anything written in these holy scriptures that they've been indoctrinated into believing, right? Like there's a lot of fine text in there. What if there was a piece of text that said, there's only one land that is the Holy Land, and this country that you're in isn't it? Can you trust a leader who's going to say, well, they don't believe that your land that you're living in, that they're controlling and governing, is truly the Holy Land? So then they really have no vested interest in this land, and their goal maybe is to extract value from this land and to empower their Holy Land. I mean, for someone such as myself, and generally I'm not religious, you know I'm going to behave in a rational, self-preserving type of way. Whereas when you see religious people, you just don't know what they're going to do because there's all these random holy scriptures that they're following. And who knows, oftentimes it can even be at a conflict of interest with what is good for the public good. And so when I see large groups of religious people with power concentrated in a certain area, it does kind of concern me as well. And I wonder, do we need some more religious diversity in here as well? You know, I know that in the modern day, people like to say, hey, why don't we just be welcoming of everything? We have freedom of gender, freedom of religion, freedom of race, just whatever, anything goes, do whatever you want. But I think it's funny that we'll also whitelist certain religions. So for example, if all these red people in power were of Al-Qaeda religion, that may be kind of concerning to people. And they would say, hey, what's going on here? Is there a chance for collusion? And the other concerning theme for me here is that the Jewish religion in particular is quite exclusion or inclusion based, right? It's like a Jewish person typically should marry another Jewish person, and if you're not Jewish, then you don't belong in this group and you don't have that privilege. So I have to say, for me at least, it got me wondering, do religious people view me as one of them, as part of their group, or is this more of a power grab in order to strengthen one group of people over another? And I would say it's incredibly important that it was someone like Kanye West who brought up this discussion, because as a black person, his community was, of course, prosecuted for slavery. And then you've got the Jewish people prosecuted in the Holocaust. And, you know, both of these groups of people are kind of victims. And they kind of use that to acquire victimhood status in order to make themselves unassailable. And Kanye West moved past that, actually, and he actually began denouncing the Black Lives Matter movement. And so if anyone's a victim here, if any group suffered, well, it was Kanye West, because the black people probably suffered as much, if not more, than the Jewish people, right? And he's still asking people to move past that history and to let it go and to just focus on building the future instead of using the past as a way to, you know, gain sympathy. And so we can see here in Wikipedia, it states that whenever Israel faces a public relations debacle, then the Jewish organizations will orchestrate this extravaganza called anti-Semitism. And the purpose is severalfold. First, it is to discredit any charges by claiming that the person is an anti-Semite. It's to turn the Jews into victims, as if the Jews are being threatened by a new Holocaust. It's a role reversal where the Jews are now the victims. So it serves as a function of discrediting the people leveling the charge. And Kanye West probably was able to see through this and understand that, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of people were just looting stores and they discredited anybody by using their history. And so maybe in his perspective, Jewish people are also just using their history, the Holocaust, in order to automatically make themselves the victim in any scenario. The linguist Noam Chomsky also argued here that there have long been efforts to identify anti-Semitism in an effort to exploit anti-racist sentiment for political ends. Now, the funny thing, though, is that it is actually the Jewish people, the radical Jews known as the Zionists, who are actually considered racist. And actually, in 1975, the United Nations designated Zionism as a form of racism and racial discrimination and banned them. However, it was as recent as 1991 when Israel joined the United Nations that they forced the UN to repeal this ban and say, hey, Zionism should be okay. But there's been a lot of criticism of Zionism throughout history up to present day, where they note that Zionism is replete with manifestations of deep hostility and contempt towards the indigenous populations, and Zionism typically views Palestine as the Holy Land. So when they go out to these other countries, they typically view those as the indigenous groups of people. And so digging into history a little bit here, some have said that Zionism is more of a colonialist movement where they seek to conquer other lands and then to strengthen their Holy Land, Palestine. And so there's also this terrifying ideal in Zionism known as assimilation of Jews into the modern world, where the ideal is to abandon traditional views and opinions in an attempt at modernization and assimilation into the modern world, and therefore to integrate with other societies. So it's a cultural synthesis without necessarily losing their identity as a people by perhaps enforcing that they only marry within their own religious group of people. Now, during my travels one time, I was able to actually visit the Holocaust Museum and really sympathize with what was happening there with the Jewish people. This was over in Poland, but I also did see this pamphlet there, this book known as The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and this book is dangerous material. A lot of people don't like you taking a look at this book because this was the propaganda material that caused a lot of the anti-Semitism that caused much of the Holocaust, that fueled a lot of the hatred against Jewish people in Nazi Germany that was used by Adolf Hitler. But I love conspiracy theories. So to give a little context, this text described how Jews were trying to assimilate as potential infiltrators to take over society in this international conspiracy network, and how there was going to be this elaborate plan where Jews would be kings of the world in 100 years. Now, the disconcerting thing about this is there is this World Zionist Organization, which is this mysterious group of people, and they've got like hundreds of thousands of people spread across various countries, and they're this strange radical religious organization, and they were banned in the Soviet Union, but I believe they do continue to exist today. I don't know what they do. Maybe they should just open up some transparency and live stream their meetings online so we know what they're up to. But luckily for us, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion book was classified as a fake, right? It was just fake propaganda. It was plagiarized from various sources, and it was just made up, totally fake stuff. So the idea that a group of religious people are trying to take over society and become the kings of the world is totally false. But to better understand anti-Semitism in modern days, we can see here, even Henry Ford here, he had the distrust of Jewish people. He said that the only statement he cares to make is that even though the protocols may be fake, they totally fit what is going on. They have fitted the world situation up to this time. Now, this was such a dangerous statement, he later had to issue a retraction and an apology disclaiming personal responsibility, so he was basically cancelled. And an interesting note, he was also an admirer of Nazi Germany. So if you drive Ford cars, that's a fun fact for you. But anyways, I think Henry Ford had this sentiment because the protocols stated that we shall surround our government with a whole world of economists, bankers, and millionaires, because in substance, everything will be settled on the basis of figures. So, I mean, it's probably just a coincidence, quite frankly, that a lot of the economists, bankers, and millionaires and the media tech organizations are controlled by Jewish people, just so happenly. But maybe it's creating some paranoia here as well, creating some of the anti-Semitism in the world. Personally, I thought it was interesting to note here that also Mahatma Gandhi was also cancelled on his stance on Zionism, where initially he was stating that he expressed sympathy for the Jewish aspirations to reclaim their land of Palestine, noting that, well, it's wrong and inhuman to impose the Jews on the Arabs. Surely it would be a crime against humanity to reduce the proud Arabs so that Palestine can be restored to the Jews partly or wholly as their national home. But later, similar to Henry Ford, he had to retract his statements, nuancing his views to say he has refrained practically from saying anything in public regarding the Jew-Arab controversy. So personally, I just find it surprising that even half a century ago, people were being cancelled. We had the likes of Henry Ford and Gandhi being silenced, and that silencing has continued to today, with Kanye West as well being deplatformed from various social media companies. And I thought it was interesting to see what Hitler had to say about the protocols in Mein Kampf. And you know, this is just for historical context, not any support, but he said that the protocols are based on a forgery. And so he knew that, kind of a similar position to Henry Ford, but he noted that the important thing is, with positively terrifying certainty, they reveal the nature and activity of the Jewish people and expose their inner context as well as their ultimate final aims, that being to take over society, which we have proven to be false today. And so I found the subject to just be incredibly nuanced with deep historical context in it. And I think that's one reason that Kanye said, let's just forget the history. Let's just move on past this. Because there's so much nuance to this. It's not simply like, hey, why don't we just have any gender, any race, any color, any religion, skin color, whatever, doesn't matter. This one, there's so much context in that. And actually, I was personally surprised one time, one of my close friends who will not be named came to me and said that Jewish people are parasites. And I was totally surprised to hear this. I was like, what are you talking about? This is crazy. What do you mean they're parasites? And I just said, yeah, you're crazy about this. But it turns out that there's an entire Wikipedia articles about the Jewish parasite. There's actually historical terms for this. So this is another complete rabbit hole throughout history. There have been a lot of people who have discussed this. I don't know if it bears going through, but you know, it kind of makes me wonder, why do people call themselves Jew? It kind of creates this group of people. And to me, it's kind of like, if I were to call myself a crusader, as in the crusades where 2 million people died in this war, and if you saw me and I came and said, I'm a crusader, what does that mean? What do I believe? Am I radical? You know, you don't know what that means. Why can't I just say I'm a human being, I'm a person, and then we all know I'm going to be rational and acting in self-interest. But similarly, if I came and said, hey, remember the Axis versus the Allies in World War II? Well, I'm an ally. Why do you have to bring that up? Why do you have to bring up this personal designation? Is some type of holy war still going on in your head? Is there some ulterior motive? Or can we all just say that we're modern people now? And I found this article, even as recent as 2018, Israel, which is the land that the Holocaust survivors were kind of put into, that's basically Palestine. They proclaimed themselves as a Jewish nation state. And then the local Arabs there were very mad about this, because as I understand it, they were originally there. And so it just boggles me as, say, an unreligious person, that in other people's minds, there's actually this holy war going on where they're striving to claim power as this group of people in order to claim this religious land, Palestine. And that even today, in this modern digital era, you still see some people with religious fanaticism waging this holy war to claim the holy land. So you've even got billionaires out here like George Soros, who happens to be a Jewish person, and you know, maybe he's just a great guy, but it also raises some questions. What if he was a religious fanatic and he was using his wealth and status in order to wage holy war, right? Like, he's probably not. We can hope he's not, but there may be some people out there who are. And maybe we need to ask some of these questions. What if there were some conspiracy theory going on? There's probably not. But it also bears remembering that history is written by the victor, and in our version of history, the Jewish people won, actually, right? Hitler and Nazi Germany were defeated, and the Protocols of the Zion of the Elders was classified as false propaganda. However, I've also found conspiracy theories online that state that the Protocols were actually true. Now, it doesn't really matter to me whether they're true or false, but it matters to me that our system is robust enough to guard against any type of collusion possible, and we should be open to discuss that and call these out without having to necessarily go back to use history to claim victimhood status to make ourselves unassailable. And personally, I find it interesting to consider the ramifications and the legacy of essentially the Jewish people ultimately winning World War II with the Allies and Hitler's downfall, in which a lot of, say, Jewish values have permeated into the world. Like, for example, social justice is actually a construct of Jews. And so Hitler opposed the Jews for the values they brought into the world. Social justice, wokeism basically, that we see today, which has been permeating across tech and media, and this compassionate assistance to the weak stood in the way that Hitler perceived as the natural order in which the powerful exercise unrestrained power. In his view, such restraint on the exercise of power would inevitably lead to the weakening, even the defeat of the master race. So, quite interestingly, if Hitler had won World War II, maybe we would not have such a woke society based on social justice, but it would be about this master race, about power. And even for today's conflict between Ukraine and Russia, is it just a coincidence that Russia just so happens to be the anti-Jewish group of people, the same with Arabs? And so the West has aligned towards Jewish values. Has this been caused by, say, propaganda in the media? We don't really know. So it kind of raises the question, how would our values be different if we did not win World War II and side with the Jewish people, in which their values of, say, social justice permeate more into the West, right? And so we kind of see Kanye West talking about abortion a lot today, and he's noting how so many of the Black community, like 50% or so, are dying from abortion. And so in a way, it may be that this modern day value of saying that abortion is okay may be a legacy and remnant of Jewish values having permeated through the West as a result of us winning World War II. I mean, we don't really know. Like, this is just conspiracy theory. I don't know. Okay. But what's important is, let's imagine that all of these conspiracy theories, which I've brought up, happen to be true. Like, let's say there's some Illuminati crazy conspiracy theory to just take over the world. And it just may be one day that, hey, maybe Al-Qaeda is going to come in and infiltrate society, and through capitalism, take over all of our media and tech businesses and start brainwashing our societies. And there may merit a discussion to have some more religious diversity and thought in our media and tech organizations. Okay. You know what's funny? I even saw this article. I can't find it anymore. Someone can reference it maybe, but it noted how it was this group of fanatical Jewish people who had massive disdain for the rest of the other Jewish people who actually caused the Holocaust. Because in a way, the result of the Holocaust was that the Jewish people did get Israel and reclaim their holy land, Palestine. And so the small group of people were basically responsible for creating these world wars. And who knows, maybe there's also the small group of people with self-interest who are propagating the Ukraine-Russia war. And to me, the important part is that we should be able to question some of these narratives without people suddenly getting hurt and emotional about some historical victimhood status. So I think Kanye West has no hate in his heart. This is obvious in his interviews, but when he calls people out by a group of classification that they self-identify with, then they only feel hurt because they identify as that group of people. In a sense, you'll feel hurt the more strongly you self-identify with a group of people. And, you know, Kanye was saying that, hey, everybody's Jewish. He's Jewish too. Everybody's African. Everybody's the same. We're all the same. We're just people. And so, for example, if you came to me and said, Asians are dumb, I would just say, okay, I'm just not going to so strongly identify with this term and just be a person, a people. If you came and told me engineers are nerdy, I would just say, you know, I don't really classify myself really as an engineer, something that I kind of do on the side here and there, but you know, I'm a person, I'm a world citizen. And so then I wouldn't take offense. So I hope you enjoyed the discussion. And to be clear, I'm not an anti-Semite. In fact, I once dated a Jewish person and I was dumped after the first date, but you know, I mean, I did my part there. But otherwise, I hope you enjoyed the discussion. Let me know your thoughts on Kanye West. See you in the comments below. And if you liked the video, give a like and subscribe. See you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.